Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor of Briarwood Presbyterian Church. This is Wednesday, time for another slice of fresh bread. We're in Ephesians chapter 5, and we're in a very interesting section of Scripture that talks about our putting off the old man, putting on the new man, our walk in Christ, not to be loved by Christ, but because we are loved by Christ, and because we love Christ. And what does that look like? Ephesians 5 gets to some very clear particulars, beginning in verse 3. But sexual immorality and all impurity or covetousness must not even be named among you, as is proper among the saints. Let there be no filthiness, nor foolish talk, nor crude joking, which are out of place, but instead let there be thanksgiving. For you may be sure of this, that everyone who is sexually immoral or impure or who is covetousness, that is, an idolater, has no inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore do not become partakers with them. For at one time you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. So walk as children of light. For the fruit of light is found in all that is good and right and true. And try to discern what is pleasing to the Lord. The Apostle Paul is talking about this new life in Christ, and he gets very particular. He says that we are to embrace God's gift of sexuality in a manner of purity, not in immorality and impurity, or in covetousness of that which does not belong to us. Brothers and sisters, it's very clear that sexuality is a gift from God that is there to initiate a marriage, to recreate a marriage. It is there to procreate from marriage, and it is there as a testimony of the unity that God's people enjoy with Christ, who is the bridegroom of His bride, the body of Christ. And therefore it is to be engaged in that manner. That means all sexuality outside of marriage. Heterosexuality outside of marriage, that's called adultery and fornication. Homosexuality outside of marriage. Marriage is the boundary of sexuality. Marriage is the place where sexuality is given as God's good gift. And it is not to be found outside of marriage. I don't think we're going to be able to speak to the sexual perversion of our age until we attack the sexual promiscuity that many in the church have made peace with. We need to go to war against it. We need to tell people you can be forgiven, but you are forgiven in order to say no to sexual immorality and yes to purity. Do away with foolishness. Our talking ought to be something distinctly different. We don't use the crude joking. We should not be using the things that are whispered. No, our mouth should be filled with thanksgiving, gratitude, and praise, not coarse joking that is demeaning and leads people into depravity. So we say no to sexual immorality, no to sexual impurity, say no to covetousness. He says this to us, such lifestyles are testimonies that you don't belong to Christ. Now that doesn't mean that you have to live a certain way to be saved. It means those who are saved lived a different way. It's not perfect. My goodness, if we lived a perfect life, why is he taking all of this time to tell us how to live for Christ? If we lived a perfect life, he wouldn't need to do this. No, he's reminding us we have forgiveness in Christ, but our forgiveness is to kill our sin. Now, we're not only forgiven of its penalty, but we've been liberated from its power. Therefore, we can annihilate sin in our life and put it to death. So let's not partake of the lifestyle that declares the idolatry of self. Let's partake of a different lifestyle. It's a lifestyle that gives glory to God. We don't walk in the darkness anymore, he says. Now we walk in the light. And we do so by going to God's Word. And here's how he ended it for us. Discern what is pleasing to the Lord. Now, the Lord has already taken pleasure in His Son's sacrifice to save us. But there is a relationship that the saved have with God. We can, with our decisions in life of growing in grace, bring displeasure to God or bring pleasure to Him. He is very patient with us when we falter. Never mistake that. God is gracious, and He will not go back on His commitments to His people. But we can also grieve Him. So let's not grieve the Father, or the Son, or the Holy Spirit. Let's welcome Him. And let's welcome Him by committing ourselves to dealing with sins of omission and sins of commission, not to be saved, but because we love our Savior. And let's get into His Word so we can discern what is pleasing to Him. That's another slice of fresh bread. You're the light unto
my bed. For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.